Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Tonight on Virgin Media 1, the Concert for Cancer returns. It's an evening in aid of Marie Keating Foundation, and it's hosted by Anna Daly and Marie's son, Ronan Keating. How are you doing, Ronan?
Hey, Ray, how are you? How's it going, pal?
Great to talk to you. You're in Belgium, of all places.
I am. I'm on the road as we speak, on the way to the W Festival in Oostende in Belgium. So it's great. Yeah, live gigs are back in some countries in Europe, and I'm very excited to be back on stage tonight.
Yeah. Have you done any gigs so far?
I did a show last Saturday in Doncaster, and I have a show on Sunday, the Carfest, which is Chris Evans Festival across the UK, just two or three of them on. I'm doing that on Sunday, Carfest South. So, yeah, things are starting to creep back in again, back into the diary, live shows. Yeah. It's exciting. It's nice. You know, in the UK, it's somewhat more relaxed than it is in Ireland. So things are happening.
Yeah. So I was saying the Concert for Cancer returns this third year?
Yeah, second year. To be honest, last year we thought it would be a one-off. It was something we had to do because of COVID. We couldn't raise any money. All non-government funded charities like the Marie Keating Foundation or Snookers, we couldn't get out there and fundraise like we normally do. So we had to come up with new ideas, and Concert for Cancer was our idea to try and raise money and awareness. So we raised over 400,000 euros last year, which was phenomenal. We had great acts on, and we've gone and done it again. It's happening tonight on Virgin Media 1, and it's an amazing lineup.
Go on, share it with us.
Well, we've got Anne-Marie performing. We've got a host of Irish acts, including the excellent Johnny Logan. We've got Aslan. Myself and Gary Barlow are doing a song together. And we have Ed Sheeran headlining on the show tonight.
That's a great lineup there. It's a great lineup.
It is.
So yourself and Gary Barlow, what's it going to be? Love Me for a Reason? Is that what you're doing? Or a million love songs?
It's a nice treat from the 90s. It's a very special song that I've always wanted to sing with Gary. It's right. Not one of mine, it's one of his.
Uh-huh.
For me, it was a big moment.
Right. I'm hoping, because I'll be tuned in, that it's my favourite Take That song, which is Back for Good.
It is Back for Good.
Oh, is it? Brilliant, brilliant.
Hey, it is Back for Good, yeah. No, I'm very excited about it. It was a big moment for me. Take That were a big band before Boyzone. I used to come home from school and watch them on MTV. I remember Pray, the single Pray in particular, being played on MTV. So, you know, the reason I got in, joined Boyzone was because of a band like Take That. So, look, Gary and I are really good friends, have become really good friends over the years. And I was very honoured and excited to sing this song with them.
Yeah. I would imagine, like last year, it's always emotional because Your mother is very much present, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. And it's a great honour, for us as the Keating family to be able to respect and show and have great memories of our mum, but also be able to respect her in this way and remember her and her name to be out there, not just in Ireland, but in Australia, South Africa, Germany, the UK, all these different places where we raise money for and awareness for cancer. Our mum's name is out there. It's a great honour for us.
I was just looking at the divvy up of where funding goes, and I know that the nursing and mobile outreach is part of the Marie Keating activity that you're particularly interested in.
Yeah.
Why is that?
It is. I mean, our mobile units go out there to areas that don't have, far distant areas in the country that don't have clinics or hospitals and so on. And the key with the Marie Keating Foundation has always been, right, about education. We didn't know a lot about cancer when Mum passed away. We were naive. Our mum was naive. Our mum died from one of the most curable forms of breast cancer. Yeah. If we as a family and Mum had been more educated, she'd still be alive today. And that's very difficult for us.
That is very difficult.
We didn't want other families to be in the same situation. So it's all about education, early detection. And that's what our outreach program does. It gets out into areas that don't have access to clinics and doctors and nurses and educates them.
And Ronan, can you remember the chat that you and Kieran and Linda and Gerard and Gary had back in the day? You were still in the throes of grief. Your mum had just died, very young woman at 51. And can you remember the chats around setting up the foundation?
Yeah, well, it was Linda. It was my sister Linda. And, you know, we were kicking cans around the house, you know, crying into our cornflakes. I mean, it was an awful time. Horrible. It was a very dark time in the house. I'll never forget it. I mean, it was very, very tough for us as a family. And we came together and we fell apart. And we came together and we were heartbroken, devastated. And it was Linda's idea to come up with some way of using all of this negative energy, turning it into something positive. Because we were in a terrible place, but trying to find some light is the answer. And that's what Linda did. And we decided to set up a foundation. It was a breast cancer charity to start off with. And as we started to build and build, we realized that it had to be more than that. It couldn't just be about breast cancer. And we now help people with all forms of cancer, male and female.
Mm. You were just 20 when your mum died. So and you were still finding out who you were in the world, I suppose, in a big way. Do you look at you have a 20-year-old. Missy is 20. Is Missy 20?
Yes, my eldest girl is 20. Jack, my eldest boy, is 22 now.
Yeah.
Frightening, it's scary. I was just sitting with my son last night, Jack, and having a glass of wine with him and talking about mom. And it's hard still, you know, that she's got it's a huge amount of grandchildren that she, you know, well, most, she got to meet two of them, but she didn't get to meet most of them, and it's heartbreaking.
Mm. How much did you raise last year from the concert?
We raised over €400,000 last year.
Right.
It was an amazing event. It was phenomenal. And people calling in and donating from all around the country was incredible.
And you'd be expecting the same tonight. It's on between 9 and 11, Virgin Media 1, Concert for Cancer.
Yeah.
Great lineup. And Gary Barlow.
It's a great lineup, yeah.
Gary Barlow and Ronan Keating singing Back for Good. That's going to be the highlight for me anyway.
That's very much right. Look, well, you can't expect, you can't put a target really. You just hope that people get involved and that they donate. We will come away with the figure last year. You know, a lot of great artists give it the time, but, you know, it's also an incredible human stories within the show as well. People that have gone through cancer and have been affected by cancer. And, you know, there's some really incredible stories in there, and they're just as special and important as the musical performances. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a hell of a show.
Yeah. Listen, away from that, you've had a very eventful summer, haven't you? I'm just looking at all the things that happened in your life. We'll start in May, when you signed up as one of the co-presenters of The One Show on BBC. Congratulations, I haven't spoken to you since then.
Thank you.
That's big stuff, and I whenever I get to see it, I really enjoy it, and you look completely comfortable there.
Ah, Ray, you're a good man. I've learned from the best watching you on TV for years. I mean, you just get on there and talk, and that's probably what you'd say. You just get on and talk, we realised, especially over the last year and a half, that we have to be more and more diverse as much as possible. There was no live music, there was no art, there was no performances going on. I had to find other things to do. I was lucky enough, I had my Magic Radio show in the morning on Magic Radio from 6 to 10. And then, you know, there was other things just came to me. And it wasn't that I was out looking for them. People asked me to do different things, and I had the time, I was around, I could do it. So I did, and I enjoy it. It's brilliant. It's a great show with great people. We get amazing talent on there.
Yes.
So it's been brilliant to be part of it. It's ongoing. You know, we're coming back next week with a new set. It's a new show. Alex Jones, my co-host, has just had a baby last Saturday, and so she'll be back soon as well. JJ, who's our other co-host, him and I will be doing a bit of work together, which will be nice.
Right. And how does live television compare to doing a gig?
I mean, it's chalk and cheese. I mean, gigs are what I love to do. I get up there, and that's as natural as breathing to me.
Right.
Getting up and performing.
Going on to the
One Show is frightening. You know, it's a live TV show, 5 million people, and your heart is beating out of your chest.
Yeah.
And it is a frightening experience. But I love it, and to get that adrenaline buzz is great. It's a great energy buzz. It's nerve-wracking.
Yeah. Did you ever think you'd be doing the voice of a wise old dog?
You know you've made it, I tell you. You know you've made it. I became a hero in the household to Cooper, who's 4 years of age.
Yeah.
He's a big Paw Patrol fan. And when they asked me, I was absolutely honoured. It was a no-brainer. Kim Kardashian is on there. Jimmy Kimmel. and myself, and we had a conversation in a dog pound.
So yeah. I have the clip there. Will I play it out? Will I play it out? The first voice you'll hear is that of Kim Kardashian, who's a very sort of attractive white poodle, if you can call a white poodle attractive. And then she's having a conversation with the wise old dog, who is our very own Ronan Keaton. Here we go.
Mayor Humdinger's goons took over this place and turned it into a jail.
Old Humdinger's not exactly a dog lover.
He's more of a cat person.
He's rounding up all the dogs in the city and locking us in here.
That's terrible.
Never let your guard down in here.
Ugh, I can't even with all this negativity.
Just ignore her. She's all bark and no bite.
Hey, all bark and no bite.
I mean, it just sounds like me. I mean, I don't sound like a cartoon character, but it's fun. It was really fun to do.
As you say, Cooper, age 4, big fan. So you're now huge.
Oh,
not that you weren't huge in his eyes.
I'm a hero.
You're
I'm a hero in the household now, definitely. That is in Paw Patrol. It's very cool.
The other big thing that happened to you, and you can say as much or as little as you want about this, but you got the apology from NGN on behalf of News of the World for phone hacking. And that went on for a long time in your life, and it caused, you know, you terrible hardship. You were suspicious of people around you who were close to you. I'd say that was a big day for you, was it?
It was closure. Right, it was closure. But once you get is that you get an insight into everything and all of the people that talked and said things, and that has been the greatest eye opener. So you thought you had, you know, your friends and all these people that you thought were close to you and whatnot, but then you realise actually what was going on when you get to read the disclosure. So that's quite an eye opener. That's all I'll say. There's been a lot of people that surprised me in that.
Right. And it was a long time coming. Just one more question on it. So you didn't actually take the action against them until last year?
It's been ongoing.
Ongoing for a while. Okay.
It's a 20-year thing, but it was last year when it
was good result. Good result. Yeah. Yeah. So they're the three big events that I've spotted from your summers. Yeah. So they're pretty big events. So five children. The eldest is 22, as you say, Jack, and then Coco is one.
They're fantastic. They're amazing together. Jack and Missy live with us in London, and the relationship between Jack and Jack and Missy and Coco and Cooper is unbelievable in the household. It's such a wonderful, beautiful energy. It's so very positive and a great atmosphere to be around. I'm very proud of the dad.
Yeah.
I love it.
And being a dad, because there's 21 years in between the eldest and the youngest, and how you've obviously changed in those 21 years. You know, so much has happened in your life. And how do you see yourself? This is a difficult question, Owen. Sorry about this, but how do you see yourself as a dad? You know, with Coco as opposed to with Jack.
I feel like a great father. I feel like a knowledgeable father. I feel like a father who can be there as a friend and be able to sit down and talk to them and understand them.
Yeah.
Jack now is, you know, like you say, Jack is 22 years of age, Jack's like 5, 6, 7 years older than I was when I started in Boyzone. It makes me realize how young and naive and innocent I was back then. Yeah. You know, it's crazy. It's unbelievable. And the thing is, you think you know everything in your 20s, and you think you know everything in your 30s. And believe me, I'm 44 now, Ray. I still have a lot to learn.
Yeah.
And I think that's the one thing that age brings, is that it allows you to realize that you have a lot to learn. And you know, I'm on a motorway. That was a motorcycle going by me. But
okay.
I feel like a good dad. I feel like I can understand my kids, but also I have patience now. I have time and I have patience. And the last year and a half has been a wonderful experience to be in the house, you know, being in lockdown and all the different situations we've been in, but to be there to watch every single movement and step from Coco, change every nappy, see her, you know, bath her every night. It's been a wonderful, wonderful feeling. But to answer the question, I feel like a good father.
Right.
I feel like, you know, I listen, I pay attention, and I you know, you discipline your children, you know, properly in the right way, and you try to teach them all the values that your parents taught you. And I think I'm doing okay. My eldest, I have a brilliant relationship with all of my children, and I think if you can do that after 22 years,
Isn't that great?
I think I've done okay.
Yeah, that's great. Right, a bit of music. It's Friday afternoon. I'm going to go. Are you? if you were asked to choose between. Or. It is a tough.
I think on a Friday, it is a tough call because I love Looking for a Reason. You don't hear it enough on the radio anymore. You know, I Picture You is a brilliant song. It's a Friday evening. You come on, turn your thing to the weekend with a boys on tune like Picture You is perfect.
Picture right, we'll play that when we say goodbye to you. Picture You, it is then.
Okay.
Right, and. Because you're back gigging, and imagine when you get up on stage and people hear the opening chords of. That must be a big moment, is it? Is it?
It's a great feeling to have songs like that. It's nice, like whether it's the guitar picking from Monkey Paint Nothing at All, or the Na-na-na's from Roller Coaster, or, you know, or Come On, Yeah, from Love When Each Day. To have songs like that in the catalogue is a blessing, man. There are songs that means I can tour for the rest of my days. I feel very lucky to have them.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say that must be extra special. You know, when you look out and you know that the band are about to play Roller Coaster, and you know what the reaction's going to be, because people's faces must light up, do they?
They do, they do. The energy changes in a crowd when songs like that happen. It's brilliant and it's a great moment. Like I say, I'm lucky to have them. Mm. But it is a brilliant moment. Like today, I'm playing a festival today, so it's not my show. It's a festival. I'm on the bill with other acts. And, you know, it's those songs. They're the important songs in a festival. Not the album tracks from the last record or anything like that. It's those songs and those moments. And that will be quite a moment tonight in Ostend. I can't wait.
Yeah. You can sing along if you like.
Watch me voice for tonight.
Yeah, of course. Listen, Ronan, I'll remind people again, the Concert for Cancer is Virgin Media One, 9 o'clock till 11, raising funds for the Mary Keating Foundation. They do amazing work all over the country and around Europe as well. Ronan, good luck tonight in both the gig and with the concert and the fundraising. And thanks for taking time out to talk to us. Thanks, Ronan.
Thanks for the support. See you, pal. Take care. God bless.